In a world that cancels people in a heartbeat, what does it mean that God's gifts and calling are irrevocable? When others turn their backs, God keeps his promise to Israel, to the church, and to you. Discover how hard hearts, divine choice, and the gospel all reveal a God who will not walk away from his people. Let this truth reshape how you step into the public square today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. We are getting almost to the end of chapter 9, 10, and 11 of the book of Romans. So we're almost done with the series, and then we'll go to a new one. But we are in verses 28 and 29. And if you are enjoying it, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. So let's dive into God's word today. Our question is, how do you view God's faithfulness? Verse 28, from the standpoint of the gospel, they, Israel, are enemies for your sake. But from the standpoint of God's choice, they, Israel, are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. And so let's dive into our different standpoints. Have you ever thought about God's standpoint, that he can have more than just one? Our world is so polarized right now that sometimes we're thinking there's only one standpoint, that's the truth. No, we see right here, there's two standpoints. And he starts out from standpoint number one. From the standpoint of the gospel, the Israelites, the Jews, are enemies for your sake. Now, there's a lot inside of that statement. First off, what is the gospel message? And so we're going to go over to 1 Corinthians 15. It says, now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel, which I preached to you, which also you received, and which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance that I also received from Christ, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. First point of the gospel, Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he rose again according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12 and then over 500. So the gospel message is simply the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that if we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. So that work at the cross is what we need to have our faith in. So he says, from the standpoint of the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection, appearance of Jesus Christ, Israel is an enemy, but they're an enemy for our sake. And you're saying, what in the world does that mean? Well, if you remember in this chapter, he's saying that because of the Jewish disbelief or unbelief, it made room for the Gentiles to come in. So they're an enemy to the gospel, but it's for the sake of us Gentiles that we may know that Jesus Christ is Lord and be grafted into the cultivated olive tree. That's what he's saying. So for our sake, it's a good thing. Now, does God wish that any should perish? The answer is no. He wishes that none should perish, but all to come to repentance. And the hardening started with the Jewish people first. And God, like he did with Pharaoh, he said, okay, you want to harden your heart? All right, go ahead. And he withdrew, you might say, a partial hardening of their heart. He withdrew his grace. And so can certain Jews believe in Jesus? Of course, Messianic Jews can believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah. So it's not everyone. It's a partial hardening. And yet we see that from the standpoint of God's choice, so we have two things happening, our standpoint and the standpoint of God's choice. They are beloved for the sake of the fathers. Now, this is exciting because we are in the public square today. We just laid out the very fact we need the gospel message right where we are today. Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. And that the other direction that we need to go is that God has a divine choice and he has a bride, he has a nation, and he is sovereign. So this next area from God's choice, they are beloved. And so dearly loved, lavished upon love is where we see this concept of God loves the Jewish people. He so cares about them, and he so desires that they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that he loves them. But look at this, for the sake of the fathers. For the first one was for your sake, and the second one standpoint was for the sake of the fathers. Now you have to say, what fathers? He's talked about them. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, he's talked about that through Romans chapters 9, 10, 11. It's for their sake he loves them. You say, well, what does that matter? Well, the Abraham, he gave a promise about being the father of many nations, many, you know, the stars, outnumbering the stars, his, that kind of thing. For Abraham, Isaac, that he would be blessed, that Jacob, who is later Israel, would be blessed. So he's saying right here, from God's choice, they're beloved for the sake of the fathers. In other words, he's keeping his word towards the Jewish people because he made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So he then explains the standpoint principle that we want to look at today. For what? Because from the standpoint of the gospel, they're enemies. From the standpoint of being loved, they're God's choice. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Now, as a Gentile, you may be thinking, that's awesome. My giftings and my callings are irrevocable. Yep. Towards the bride, absolutely true. But can I remind you, also towards the nation? Absolutely true. Salvation to the Jewish people and the choice of the Jewish people as his beloved nation was a gift. For the free gift of God, what? Is our salvation. We see that back in Romans chapter 3. We talk about the free gift of God is eternal life. So thinking about that gift, the gift to the nation of Israel, the gift to the bride of Christ, which is the church, salvation. Salvation, it's so powerful. And so we can walk in that idea. And it says the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. God doesn't revoke his gifts and his callings based upon our behavior. He loves us. He cares for us. He died for us. He rose again for us. He set us on the rock of Christ Jesus. So yes, again, I say this to you today. As you walk into the public square, God is a faithful God. He's going to be faithful as you fill out that email. He's going to be faithful as you work with that employee. He's going to be faithful as you step into that public square and make that business deal. He's going to be faithful as you run for office. He's going to be faithful as you fill in the blank. God is faithful, and his gift of salvation to you and his calling in your life is irrevocable. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace. God, we thank you that the gifts, the gift of salvation and the calling of that you've placed upon our life is irrevocable. Go before us in all things today, and we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.